Иван Тургенев. My neighbor Radilov. In the autumn, woodcocks often take refuge in old gardens of lime trees. There are a good many such gardens among us in the province of Орёл. Our forefathers, when they selected a place for habitation, invariably marked out 2 acres of good ground for a fruit garden with avenues of lime trees. Within the last 50 or 70 years at most, these mansions, noblemen's nests, as they call them, have gradually disappeared off the face of the earth. The houses are falling to pieces or have been sold for the building materials. The stone outhouses have become piles of rubbish. The apple trees are dead and turned into firewood. The hedges and fences are pulled up. Only lime trees grow in all their glory as before, and with ploughed fields all around them tell a tale to this light-hearted generation of our fathers and brothers who have lived before us. A magnificent tree is such an old lime tree. Even the merciless axe of the Russian peasant spares it. Its leaves are small, its powerful limbs spread wide in all directions. There is perpetual shade under them. Once, as I was wandering about the fields after partridges with Yermolai, I saw some way off a deserted garden and turned into it. I had hardly crossed its borders when a snipe rose up out of a bush with a clatter. I fired my gun, and at the same instant, a few paces from me, I heard a shriek. The frightened face of a young girl peeped out for a second from behind the trees and instantly disappeared. Yermolai ran up to me. "Why are you shooting here? There's a landowner living here." Before I had time to answer him, before my dog had had the time to bring me, with dignified importance, the bird I had shot.